my name is Emma.
Hi, my name is Xavier, and we would like to welcome you to Curious Conversations, a podcast for kids by kids.
It's a podcast where we have conversations with adults and kids from all walks of life to learn about their passions and what inspires them, which we know will inspire us and hopefully inspire you too.
Why us, you might ask? Well, we love to ask questions. We are twins and we just turned 11, and we have over a decade of experience being kids and having a point of view on many topics.
We thought a podcast would be a great way to learn something new and explore our interests in a different way, so we thought, why don't we give it a try?
On today's episode, we welcome Darren Stevenson, owner and executive producer of 509 Sports Online.
It's pretty cool that Darren's business is all about promoting and interviewing all types of kids' sports.
I wonder how many of our listeners have had their team filmed by Darren, or even interviewed by him. Emma, why don't you tell us a little bit about Darren?
Darren has worked in the sports media for 20 years and is passionate about sports and making a difference in the community. Currently, he is the owner and executive producer for 509 Sports Online, which provides a spotlight for local athletes and teams.
Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Do you like my dopey coffee mug?
I do.
I got it at Disney World in Florida. It's my favorite one.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I'm Emma. That's Xavier.
Hi, Xavier.
Hi.
Where did you get the cool microphones from?
We got them from Amazon.
That's kind of neat. Well, they're really neat because I buy all my stuff sometimes at Best Buy.
Yeah, we got these headphones at Best Buy.
Nice. I have a little booth at my house, so when I go in and do the 519 videos, I go in there and it's really quiet and I close the door. Because I don't want to hear the dog barking or something going on outside.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That would be a good thing just to have.
You have an interesting job. Can you tell us what your job is and why you decided to do it?
I have an awesome job, Xavier. I own 509 Sports Online, which is a platform doing local sports and showcasing athletes and teams in the community. I love it. And I'm really lucky and happy and grateful to have the job that I have. And, you know, I started it about 4 years ago. I worked in the media at different stations, you know, in Toronto and here locally in Kitchener-Waterloo, and started this 519 sports thing in the fall of 2017. And it's been an amazing opportunity. And I've met so many cool people. And I'm looking forward to continuing on and, you know, meeting, you know, great athletes and giving them a spotlight and just honestly having fun. I'm really lucky to have the job that I have.
What did you do before you created 519?
I started actually in radio.
Oh.
Sort of like what you guys are doing a little bit. Yeah. So you guys have your own little, you know, almost radio show podcast here. I started at a radio station in Toronto called The Fan 590. That's what it was called at the time. It moved into something called Sportsnet 590 The Fan. And I started there and I was a producer. That's what they called it. And I was behind the scenes and I wasn't on the radio. But what would happen is I would book the guests for the radio hosts. So that was kind of neat. So I started there. I was there for a couple of years. Really, really liked it. I was working and living in Toronto at the time. And then I got a job in television at TSN, the sports network. And again, yeah, it was fun. It was great. I was behind the scenes there as well. I don't know if you guys watch SportsCenter, but sometimes you'll see. So do you remember the people that you see behind the scenes that are kind of running around with the papers?
Yes. Yeah.
That was me.
Oh.
Yeah. So I worked there for about 4 years or so, living in Toronto, and then I got a really cool opportunity. So I'm from Kitchener-Waterloo. I went to school here. I went to Forest Heights Collegiate is where I went to high school. And then I went to Wilfrid Laurier University after that. Then I moved to Toronto for those two jobs, the one in radio at the Fan 590 and the next one at TSN, the sports network. And I was running around with all those papers behind the scenes, writing some of the scripts for the anchors. I met some really cool people. And then in 2005, when I, you know, I don't think you guys were born yet, but
nope,
not yet. I got a job at CTV Kitchener and I was a sports reporter and anchor there for 12 years until 2017. And in the fall of like I said, 2017, I started 519 Sports. So I've worked in the media as a journalist and now a storyteller for, I don't know, almost 20 years. I went to school. I went to, like I said, Wilfrid Laurier. And then I went to Humber College in Toronto and met some awesome people at The Fan and at TSN. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to move home. And I'm going to, you know, apply for this job. And I got hired to do the job at CTV Kitchener. And it was a great job. And I had a lot of fun.
So we've watched some of your 519 videos. And I've been personally wondering, so what's the process?
There's a lot that goes into it. As you can imagine, like, I want you to think about, let's put it this way, Emma. Think about it this way. I go to a game and I have a blank piece of paper, right? Because I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
Is it going to be 10-9? Is it going to be 3-2? You know, you don't really know. So I go to the game with a blank piece of paper, and now I've got to tell the story of that game. So that's sort of the content part of it, which you guys have watched. And, you know, you see the highlights and the goals and the touchdowns and the dunks and all the different things that you do. But there's other parts of it as well. Like you say, there's the social media stuff. The social media stuff can be really busy with Instagram and YouTube and Twitter and Facebook. We 519 Sports has to be everywhere, and we have to be on all of them. So there's the social media stuff, you know, there's the marketing stuff, there's the sponsorship stuff. So each video has its own partner or sponsor, as I like to call it. And what they're doing is they are great people who are helping us provide the content and the coverage for all the teams. They're getting a little bit of advertising, and then they're seeing awesome, awesome, fun highlights because it's all positive. It's all good stuff. We try to put out the good stuff.
What's the coolest thing you've ever saw happen when you film a sporting event?
Well, that's a tough question. Jeez, there's a lot. I've been doing this for a long time. One of the coolest things was when I first got the job at CTV, like we talked about a few minutes ago. That was in 2005. So the Laurier Golden Hawks football team, they play university football, and they won the national championship for all of Canada.
Wow.
And
that's crazy.
It was cool. And I had you've seen me probably with the camera. I had the camera on my shoulder, and I was running out onto the field to try and get interviews with the microphone and the camera as all the fans were storming the field.
Oh, that's hard.
It wasn't easy. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do to get the interview, right? You got it. In TV, you got to get the shot. That was one of the first really good memories. And I've had a ton of them ever since. You know, I'm really lucky that I'm able to cover so many different teams in so many different cities. I've seen some really cool things. I've met some really cool people. You know, some pro athletes, for example. Doug Gilmore was a hockey player with the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he was sort of my teenage idol or hero because I was such a big Leaf fan, and the Leafs were really good at that point. And I got to meet him, you know, about 10 years later at the Kitchener Auditorium because he was a coach for another OHL team that was playing here.
Wow.
So it's cool things like that that, you know, I really like, and I've had some really fun opportunities. And you know the best part? You go to a game, you never know what's going to happen.
Never.
Who's going to score? Who's going to make the big play? You know, I know a guy named Jackson Heron. I don't know if you've heard of him. But Jackson Heron has scored some awesome goals. And it's always fun to be there when, you know, when everybody has a good night or a good game. But yeah, you think about that. I'm sure you've watched some of those videos with Jackson playing for the Waterloo Wolves minor hockey team. And it's probably pretty cool when you see him score those goals.
Yeah, he's got a good shot.
He does have a good shot. He's a very good player.
So do you know the coolest thing you filmed with 519?
Probably the championships, Xavier. There's been a number of, you know, Junior B hockey championships that I've had the opportunity to cover. But I think the thing that I like the most about 519 is that I just enjoy covering sports. So whether it's soccer or lacrosse or baseball or football or hockey or baseball, it doesn't really matter what it is, because it's sort of that, you know, live in the moment kind of thing where, you know, like I said before, you're going to a game and you got to tell this story and you don't know what's going to happen. And it's fun. You know, there's a couple of things that stand out, obviously. The Listowel Cyclones are a junior B team. They play out of Listowel, obviously. And they won a championship, the Provincial Ontario Championship, for the first time in their team history a couple of years ago. And it was kind of when I was starting out with 519 Sports. So that was really cool. And I was on the ice as they hoisted the trophy. And all the guys were obviously really excited. And then, you know, the Waterloo Siskins, they also won the same trophy the following year. And their story was really neat, because they scored an overtime winner in the last game of the series, and they all jumped on each other.
Wow.
And it was like a big pile of bodies on the ice. And those are the fun nights. There was a lacrosse team in Elora, which is about 20 minutes from Waterloo. They won a national championship a couple of years ago as well. And we were there to cover it and show the trophies. And I think that's the best part about this, is that because it's positive and because we're trying to showcase athletes in a good way and give them a spotlight, that they're happy and they're always having fun. And that's really what sports to me is all about. It's about watching people do good things. You know, there's camaraderie and there's, you know, chemistry, and, you know, you can learn a lot from sports, you know, for life skills later on. But when, you know, when you see somebody really happy and they're having fun and they're playing the game that they love, and I get to cover it for a living, it's pretty cool.
So do you know the most challenging part of your job? The interviewing, the editing, the promoting, and or something else?
Every day has a new challenge, right? You know, you have good days and bad days with everything. I'm sure you guys have good days at school and you kind of have bad days at school, or, you know, different things, right? And it's the same thing when you get into, you know, the working world, whether it be 519 Sports Online or whether it be, you know, whatever job you have. You know, there's always going to be challenges, but I'm a big believer in, you know what, tomorrow will be a better day, and wake up and tackle the day and have a fresh start to, you know, whatever is going on that day. So, you know, yeah, I have challenges. Sure, I do. I'm right now, actually, Emma and Xavier, I'm really busy. There's a lot going on, because all of a sudden everybody's starting up again, which is awesome. But I'm trying to like bounce all over the place, drive from different team to different city. Is it challenging? Yes, but I love what I do. So it doesn't really feel like work. Somebody said to me a long time ago, if you love your job, you will never work a day in your life.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
I'm working, but I'm loving it.
So I love editing videos. So do you have tips and advice for kids like me who are interested in editing videos?
I would say just play around with it and just keep practicing like anything else. I've never been a great editor, if I'm being totally honest with you. I you know what? It's funny. You know, I'm just editing on my MacBook Pro. You know, I don't have a very high-end, expensive editing system. I'll tell you the truth. When I first started 519 Sports, I was just recording some videos on my phone, on my iPhone. Yeah. I was just recording the videos on my iPhone, and I was editing them on my iPhone. Now,
That's hard.
It was hard. But, you know, as you get a little bit bigger and things kind of grow and you're doing more teams, you know, obviously I said to myself, wow, like I'm going to need probably a better editing system. So when it comes to you guys, I would say just play around and have fun with it. You can record all the videos on your phone. You know, if you've got a Mac and an iPhone or whatever it is, you can just kind of transfer them over and you can just play around with different fun things, whether it be fixing the color, boosting the audio, cropping the video. As long as you guys are having fun and you're learning, I think that's really the most important thing. But just play around with it. Let me put it this way, Emma. I found a system that worked for me.
Okay.
And I think that once you kind of find a routine and a rhythm with something, go with it. Here's the thing. we're not going to win an Emmy Award or an Oscar. Well, maybe you will, but I don't think I will.
Thank you, but I don't think so. I just film time-lapse videos. I filmed a time-lapse video of myself doing online learning.
It was very funny watching it.
So you see me, and I'm going like, I'm writing everything. I'm looking at the computer. I edited it on my mom's computer, and it actually came out pretty well. And now I'm going to edit my dad's R2-D2. So he made this a very big R2-D2 thing made out of Lego. I told him, okay, I'll film it, and I put it on a tripod.
See, you're already a step ahead because you know to use a tripod. A tripod is your best friend, right? Because that way you know that your video is always going to be balanced. Like, it's always going to be parallel, right? It's not going to be upside down, and it's not going to be sideways. A tripod is your best friend, I promise you. That's cool you're doing time-lapse. You know what you should do one night? You should set up your camera to record, like, the sunset.
Oh, that'd be really cool.
And then do the time-lapse on the sunset. And just, you know, leave it on the sun for an hour as it's going down between whatever time, 8:30 and 9:15.
I think I'll do that, yeah. This weekend, we're going to a cottage in the lake. There's always the orange sun.
And how cool will it look over top of the water, right? So you've got the sun, you've got the water, you've got the time lapse, you got the waves a little bit probably from the water.
The boats, too. The boats come back and forth.
And the boats, always try to think to be creative, right? You can try all kinds of different things. And if you don't like it, well, you tried and you had fun doing it, right? And that was the thing with 519 Sports. Like, I started out and I was like, I wonder if this is going to work. I wonder if people are going to watch this stuff. I wonder if people are going to like it. But I was like, you know what? I got to try. I got to see what people think of it. Well, here we are almost 4 years later. And I don't know. I think somebody's watching 519 Sports, I think.
You hope.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope so.
So you cover almost every single sport. Do you know what your favorite sport is?
What's your favorite sport, Xavier?
Probably hockey. I love playing it, and I especially love my brother, his games to watch. They're really fun.
I really like football, and I really like hockey too. You know what? To be honest with you, I like most sports because they're sports and they're fun. But you know, covering those football games when there's a big crowd at the game and everybody's into it, and then maybe there's an interception, and you know, there's always big plays in football. So I enjoy football a lot, but it's funny, when I started 519 Sports, one of my goals was to cover as many different sports as possible because I wanted to try to showcase everybody. So I've done all kinds of sports, you know, from lacrosse to baseball to football to water polo. I don't know if you've ever watched water polo. Water polo is cool.
Yeah, we watched it at the Olympics.
Think about how tired the water polo players must be.
Mm-hmm. Because they have to tread water for an hour.
And then they whip the ball into the net, and then the goalies make the save.
Exactly.
I just feel bad for the goalies because they literally just have to tread water for an hour.
And then somebody comes down, Xavier, and they whip a ball at you, and somehow you have to propel your legs to be able to jump up in the air to throw your arms up to make the save. I think it shows you, though, how much training and time and effort and commitment that those athletes have. I was reading something funny during the Olympics, and somebody made a comment that what they should do for every event, whether it's the 100 meter or the 1500 meter or the water polo, is they should have a generic common person as the last competitor. So you could see how amazing the elite level athletes really are. How good is Andre DeGrasse?
Good.
Wasn't that awesome?
Bronze and gold.
He won the 200 meter and he got bronze in the 100 meter. I mean, that's impressive. Like, they have to go automatically. There's no jogging at the beginning. They got to go and keep the pace for the 100 meters.
You got to go as fast as you can, as soon as you can.
I'm pretty sure we won silver in the 5,000 meter. Maggie McMahon got gold and bronze and silver.
I think we did awesome. We did awesome at the Olympics. See, you guys like watching all sports too, right? It's not just hockey, Xavier. You like watching the running and the swimming and...
Well, because the Olympics makes them super interesting.
Since we're talking about sports, did you play any sports as a kid? If so, what did you play?
I played hockey and baseball, and I was never the best player, and I was never the worst player. I was just sort of out there, you know.
Having fun. Best part.
Having fun. Yeah, I scored a couple of goals once in a while, and yeah, I was certainly never a high elite level athlete. Maybe that's why I get into broadcasting. I don't know. but yeah, like I played locally, like Kitchener minor baseball, and I played in the Kitchener Minor Hockey Association growing up. And I had some amazing, awesome experiences. And, you know, there's some people obviously that are really, really good and, you know, are going to go a long way in whatever sport it be, whether it be hockey or football or baseball. You know, I was never like that. I was always a sports fan. I was a Leaf fan. And then the Blue Jays won the World Series when I was growing up. They actually won it twice when I was growing up, which is pretty cool. So I was always a sports fan and I would play. And then, you know, when I was thinking about university and college and all those things of where I wanted to go, I was like, man, I think I want to get into sports media, sports broadcasting. And here we are all these years later. And, you know, I feel like I worked hard at it. And I feel like, you know, like everything, you put in a lot of time and commitment and energy, you know, find your passion and go with it. But the thing I say to people, you know, just experiment with different things and find out what you really enjoy, whether you like being a doctor or a mechanic or a media person like myself or a writer or anything. There's a million different jobs out there, but find one that you really like and, you know, just go with it and learn as much as you can about it. You know, it seems like you guys are into the broadcasting thing at a pretty, you know, young age. And if you're already editing and you're already doing time-lapse videos, you know, maybe one day, whether it be radio or whether it be digital media or television or whatever you get into, maybe that's your thing. But I would say, you know, try a bunch of different things and see what you like the best, because you got lots of time to figure it out.
So what is the time that you failed at something or something that didn't go quite the way you planned? And how did you learn from that experience?
I think every day is a learning experience, Xavier. But, you know, people make mistakes all the time. And the one thing I always say is try not to make the same mistake twice and always try to learn and always try to be better. Try to put your best foot forward. And if you have a challenge or you have a bad day or something happens, you know, try to roll with the punches as best you can and learn from it. And, you know, I realized after going to summer school in grade 10 that I never wanted to do that again. So I worked really hard in grade 11 and 12 to make sure that I got my marks up so I didn't have to go back to summer school, because it wasn't very fun.
What does success mean to you?
Wow, these questions are getting a bit challenging here, Emma. Jeez, come on. Success to me means being a good person, to be honest with you, and ultimately trying to give back and make a difference to people in your lives, whether that be athletes or whether that be family or whether that be whoever. I had a lot of people along the way during my journey, and my journey's nowhere near done, obviously, but I had a lot of people along the way who helped me out, who gave me opportunities, who, as a young guy who was in his late teens and early 20s, you know, took a chance on me and believed in me and believed in my passion. And I'll never forget the news director at the time at CTV Kitchener, who put me on television for the first time. And, you know, we stay in touch to this day. I'll be forever grateful to that man for the opportunity that he provided me. And now for me, I look at it that 519 Sports Online is a way for me to give back to my community that really gave so much to me. So, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, I want to make $1 million or I want to own a big house, or, you know, I don't really define success that way. How I define success is by, you know, the people that I impact and the way that I give back to, you know, our sporting community, you know, in the 519 each day and every week.
That's like the best way. You shouldn't be wishing for like stuff that you see other people have. Just giving back the small things.
And have fun doing it.
Yeah.
Right? If I wasn't having fun and enjoying what I was doing, then I wouldn't be doing it. During the summer of 2017, I applied for a ton of different jobs after my time at CTV came to an end in March. And I applied for a ton of different jobs in advertising and marketing and social media and digital marketing and at the, you know, some universities. You know what? And it didn't work out the way that I hoped. But like, you know, I was telling you earlier, Xavier, you know what? You just got to roll with the punches. And at the end of the day, here I am and I'm doing what I like doing and I'm having fun and we're doing podcasts and I'm doing videos. You know how many videos I have to edit? Holy cow. I am way behind. I have like 10 videos that I've got to edit in the next couple of days. And here's the thing. They haven't even dropped the puck on a hockey season yet or possibly football. Like, you know what it's going to be like after Labor Day weekend? I think it's going to be pretty busy.
What is your editing process?
So what I do, and you might know a little bit about this, Emma, so I've got a video camera. You know, a lot of the cameras now that take photos also do video. Mine doesn't do that. Mine's just a video camera. So I've got a little thing called an SD card. I think you'd probably use them for your stuff too.
For my mom's camera, she puts it in her camera, then her computer, and yeah, I think I've seen it.
So that's exactly what I do. It's like a little micro SD card is what they're called. Small. I put it in my camera, probably the same way that it goes into your mom's camera. I record all the highlights and all the game action and everything. And then I plug it into my computer here, my MacBook Air. So then I ingest the video and I put it into my little edit system that I've got on my computer here. And then once it's done, the video wise, now I've got to put my voice on it. So now I've got to go back to my camera. I've got to voice the video with, you know, 519 Sports today at the Waterloo Wolves Kitchener Junior Rangers game. And then I got to match the voice to the pictures.
Oh, that must be hard. Yeah, you have to time your, like, you can't say he shoots and he scores before he even shoots.
Well, if I say he shoots, he scores, and he's skating down the ice, people are going to go, what the heck is Darren talking about?
Yeah.
So I've got to time it all out. So when the player comes down and scores or gets a touchdown, I say touchdown or scores or whatever it is. So now I've got to take my voice. I put it underneath the video. So you don't see me a lot of the time. You just hear my voice. So I take the voice. I put it underneath the video. Like you guys were saying, I time it all out so that it matches hopefully pretty close to what I intended. Then I've got to render the video. And what that does is that brings everything together. You probably do that with your time-lapse videos, Emma, because especially if you're changing the speed on the video, then you've probably got to change a few settings and then render it. And then you see the finished product. So once I've got the finished product, that's when it gets uploaded to all the YouTube and social media. So I've got it pretty down pat now just because I've been doing it for a while. So if I go to a hockey game or a football game, it'll probably take me about an hour to edit, voice, upload. I got to write the script too. And the other thing too, I got to make sure I get everybody's name right.
That's hard. Like, how do you know if there's a guy skating down the ice, but there's a guy trailing him, but you don't know who?
Luckily, I've got rosters. I'll go to the scorers table and I say, can I take a picture of the rosters so I know that number 23 is Emma and number 18 is Xavier? Can you imagine if I called, if I didn't say Jackson Heron?
Oh, no. Like he'd be like, what? Who else is number 22?
You know what my favorite is sometimes when I go to games? They have two number 18s.
On the same team?
On the same team.
What?
Well, so in football sometimes there's an offensive player who's number 18, and then there might be a defensive player who's number 18. So sometimes I got to guess, and I'll tell you this, Emma and Xavier, I have a 50-50 chance of getting it right and 100% chance of getting it wrong. So when I called number 18 by the wrong name, the actual number 18 sent me a message and said, hey, Darren, I'm actually number 18. So the next time that I went to one of their games, I got his name right because I knew which 18 was number 18.
So do you know who inspires you and why?
Oh, geez, you came out of left field with that one, Xavier. my friends and my family. you know, there's a lot of people in the broadcast industry that I look up to who I think are excellent broadcasters. But at the end of the day, again, what inspires me is making a difference and, you know, doing positive things. I think there's enough negativity in the world for everybody. Again, that's just my opinion. And that was, you know, before COVID even started. And I think COVID has sort of exacerbated that a little bit. But for me, you know, trying to be a positive person, and at the end of the day, even during the COVID times, I've tried to do interviews and different things on Zoom where if I can be a distraction on somebody's timeline with a YouTube video or a Facebook post, something that's positive, then I think, or I hope that I've made it my little positive contribution to the world and in my little corner of the 519, I guess is the right way to put it. So, but my family and friends who are so supportive, and they're wonderful. And I couldn't do it, you know, without them. Like I said, sometimes I have bad days too, and I need an ear to talk to. And, you know, even though I don't see them all the time, just cause I'm really busy, you know, they're there for me. No questions asked and no matter what. And I love them all for it.
So we have one of these, but do you have a list of people, like a wish list of who you would like to interview?
Somebody asked, that's interesting you asked that, Emma. Somebody asked me in the last, I don't know, week and a half, they said, don't you want to cover pro sports one day? And I said, years ago, I did. And I don't know when that changed necessarily, but what I'm saying is that what I do now, I enjoy more than anything else because it is amateur sports, it's minor sports, it's grassroots sports. And at any time, for the most part, that we go to a game and do some interviews, everybody's really happy and excited to see us. And that's really a nice feeling. You know, Tiger Woods obviously comes to mind right away for me. I think Roger Federer, who is an amazing tennis player. He's another guy. And it's not even really about interviewing them. It's just kind of learning about their experience. One of the things I really like to do when I read, I don't really like to read fiction books necessarily. I like to read biographies because I think everybody, you know, whether it's you guys or your mom or Jackson or Tiger Woods or Roger Federer, everybody's got their own neat little story about different things that have happened to them or different experiences or whatever it is. And I always find it really fascinating to just learn about people and find out how they got to where they got to.
So you said you like reading biographies. So we read Hot Beauties by James Duthie. Have you read the book?
I have not.
It's really good.
James Duthie is one of those guys. You guys were talking about people that are, I don't know, role models that inspire you, whatever. James Duthie is one of, if not one of the most professional broadcasters I've ever seen in my life, and a very good human being and a very good person as well. You know, he used to anchor SportsCenter back when I worked at TSN. And honestly, thanks for the recommendation, because that's a book that I should absolutely, you know, pick up and read, because I bet there's a lot of interesting things in there. Just from a broadcasting point of view, right? That I bet he's got some great stories about different things that different people that he's met. Bob McKenzie's really good at that too. I haven't had the opportunity to pick up his book, but I know he's written a couple as well. Do you know his son is Mike McKenzie? Do you know where he coaches?
No, I don't.
The Kitchener Rangers.
Okay, that is so weird. Really?
Mike McKenzie is the head coach of the Kitchener Rangers, and his dad is Bob McKenzie, who I'm sure you watched on TSN all the time.
Yes, all the time.
And when he came back for the juniors.
Isn't it interesting, though, how everybody's sort of connected?
It's the thing. You think the hockey world is so big, but at the same time, it's so small.
And it relates back locally, right? That, you know, Mike McKenzie is the coach, and Bob McKenzie's other son, his name is Sean, he's on Sportsnet. He's one of the reporters on Sportsnet.
So before we end, is there anything you want to ask us?
Well, what are your future goals and how are you working to get there?
That's actually hard to think of right now.
See, you ask me hard questions too. You know that, right?
Yes.
So now I get to ask you a hard question, because usually I'm the guy doing the interviewing, and today I got interviewed.
I'll go.
Okay, go, Emma. You think about it, Xavier.
So there's so many goals. I mean, whether it's like sports or school or things like that. I want to be a really good saxophone player. I don't know where I'm going to go with that, but I think I could take something with hockey and field hockey, because field hockey especially. Our school, we have a great team, but it goes past that. Like, girls have so many opportunities in field hockey, so I think I could go somewhere with that.
Emma, I want you to go on 519's YouTube channel when you have a chance. I did a whole field hockey story this weekend.
Oh, yeah. I'll check that out.
There was about 40 players that came from across Ontario for what they called a showcase field hockey event at Woodside Park in Kitchener. And I interviewed some pretty cool people that are field hockey players, and they were so good. It was fun to cover. I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I love field hockey. It's so fun.
Is that your favorite sport?
I have three.
Oh.
Right now. I mean, I love hockey. I love hockey. I love field hockey, and I've just picked up an interest in lacrosse. It is so fun.
Okay, Xavier, what are your favorite sports?
I still mainly like hockey. I'm trying basketball this fall, and I think it's tomorrow we're trying a CrossFit camp.
So you guys are like a sports family. You're just a big sports family. That's what you are.
So back to the question you asked me. I really, really badly want to make my own song and put it on Spotify.
So maybe your sister could play the saxophone. And do you want to sing, or do you want to play an instrument?
I don't know. But I do play instruments, but I've never really gone into making my own song, so I don't know yet.
You know what, Xavier? Try whatever you want. Put your thoughts down on a piece of paper. And you know what? You never know what you'll come up with. Like I said to you guys before, like, I think you should try anything and everything, whether it's basketball, lacrosse, CrossFit, singing, saxophone, because you never know what you're really, really going to fall in love with. And, you know, for me, you know, growing up, obviously I enjoyed broadcasting and media stuff, and I was really lucky and blessed to be able to make a career out of it. But you guys are young, and I think you should try all kinds of different stuff. And you know what? Whatever you like best. And if you need editing advice or you want to talk about video things, Emma, you know where to find me.
Thank you so much. It was such a fun time talking to you.
Thank you so much. It was awesome.
Thanks for having me, guys. It was really nice to chat with you both, and appreciate you guys watching 519 Sports, and hopefully we'll see you at lacrosse or basketball or hockey or whatever it is soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, Emma. Bye, Xavier. Thank you.
I really thought that it was amazing that Darren told us all the places that he used to work. I can't believe he used to work at TSN, and now he started his own company for all different types of sports.
I really enjoyed that he was like very up like about editing. We could talk about that, but also that he's so like he wants to do amateur sports, not just pro sports.
It really seems that Darren really loves what he's doing, and he probably will do it for a lot longer.
Thank you for listening, and I know all the shows you listen to probably say this, but please rate the podcast and download the episode. And follow us on Twitter and Instagram, that'll be in the show notes. And if you want to say hi to us, we'd love to connect with you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Curious Conversations.
Bye!